as I often say, if anybody wonders why Māori are have a particular love of kai moana, the answer is right there. It's in your DNA. We've been eating substantial quantities for a very, very long time, but we also want to be able to extract all the other information from these middens that's available.
For those that live up north know the significance of kai moana. You know, we're a peninsula. We've got coastlines either side of us. We don't have the vast arrays of mountains and forests that our southern whanaunga have. You know, so kai moana was part of our stable diet, and it was really the life and the backbone of our society back in our tūpuna times.
They're very, very significant as the most visible footprint of Māori in this area, apart from the hill pā fortifications and other areas where they lived. This is the most visible footprint that you can see anywhere, and for that reason I know a lot of Māori are passionate about trying to preserve them, just from the aspect of the visible footprint, but there's also the scientific information and the past history of them that's very valuable to preserve.
Yeah, the tikanga behind the collection of kai moana, yeah, just some aspects, you know, is quite makes sense, and some of that tikanga is still living today. When you collect your kai moana from the rocks or from the ocean or from the sea, you know, it's good practice to take it away from Tangaroa, so you don't want to be, you know, gutting and shelling and doing your preparation on the beach. You know, the way I got taught is it's disrespectful, and you don't really chuck rubbish in your own backyard, or you don't collect kai and then chuck your waste right where you collect it. It's you know, it's just wrong in any sense of the way you think about it. But it's just tikanga. It's just what we've grown up, and really it makes sense too. So you take your kai off the beach, and you prepare it. In a place like a midden area where the food is not gonna, or the waste is not gonna damage your where you're collecting your kai from. So, you know, you're basically not putting rubbish back where your food is. And I think that's really important, and that's still relevant today.
I think it's really, really important that everybody, through an educational aspect, can appreciate what there is here and the reason for preserving it. It's so much information, and to destroy it is I mean, it's the equivalent of book burning, in my opinion. That's the act of someone that's very, very ignorant, that for someone to be able to blatantly destroy such a amount of potential information of past, and can give us information for the future.